This is A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. Hello everyone, Karina here. It's been a while since I last recorded and updated a podcast. I decided to take a little break in October because as I started working more hours, I realized that after almost a year recording this podcast and interviewing people and editing, I really needed a break. But I am ready to start again in January and I am really looking forward to starting a new season. So this episode is to explain to you all what I am planning on doing, even though I did talk about it before in other episodes a little bit, but I still wanted to put a last episode out to close the season and to let you know what my plans for season 3 are. Let's get to it. So during 2021, I realized that I really like interviewing people and I really like talking to authors and other book lovers. And I think it makes for a more interesting podcast that I am not just talking by myself, talking about the things that I read and the things that I love in the books that I read, but also that I'm talking with other people to share their experience as a book reader, lover, writer, etc. So one thing that is definitely going to happen next year are interviews. But to make things a bit easier on me, I decided that instead of doing 2 interviews a month, I was going to do 1 interview. So I'm going to talk with 12 people next year instead of talking to like 20 people the way that I did in 2021. On the other hand, while I really like talking to people, I also enjoy doing the things that I was doing on season 1, which is to talk about the books that I was reading, to talk about things that I was thinking about and that I wanted to share with others. So for 2022, I am not really putting any boundaries. I already planned something out, so I know more or less when the episodes will be out. And if there's one thing that I am keeping from season 2, besides the interviews, is the footnotes. So at the end of the month, I want to talk about the books that I've read the month before. Doesn't matter if they are a lot of books or not so many, because I have no idea how my reading is going to be next year, but I still want to share the books that I read, and I think the footnotes are a good way for me to review books and to let you know what I am reading and what I think about the things that I'm reading in podcast form. On season 2, I felt actually that I missed Wrecked. So I missed the episodes in which I am talking specifically about one book, because when I review a lot of books at once, I do not get to focus on just one book. And sometimes there are books that really blow my mind and that I really want to share and that I want to talk about more deeply and, you know, in a more focused way. So in 2022 for season 3, I am bringing back Wrecked, and I already have at least 4 books that I would like to talk about. On my planning, I am still posting 2 episodes a month, but because of the Wrecked, that might change, because there are some months that actually have 3 Tuesdays, and I want to continue to put the episodes up on Tuesday like I did this year. And on those extra Tuesdays of the month, I am certainly going to do Wrecked. But since I know that there are only 2 extra Tuesdays in the year, if I have counted correctly, I'm pretty certain that I'm going to post some extra weeks, extra Tuesdays with Wrecked episodes or other things that I find necessary. I know that I said that I was going to post these things on Patreon, but to be honest, I feel a bit bad that there is stuff that some people aren't getting access to, and I only have 1 patron at the moment, which is Sophia. Thank you, Sophia, for still supporting me, even though honestly what I am offering is not a lot at the moment. And I kind of feel like, you know, when you have 1 patron, you are creating content, and then it's just for that patron. It kind of feels For me, I find it a bit of a shame that I am just putting something on Patreon for one person to listen to instead of sharing it with more people. So I am going to change my Patreon a little bit, but I will continue to have Patreon for those who, you know, if you can spare anything, of course, that helps for me to get better equipment and to continue to do what I am doing. And obviously, it's not Patreon which is supporting me and which is making me carry on. I truly enjoy doing the podcast, but obviously I'd be more than grateful if you could support me in that way. And therefore, that's why I'm changing Patreon also a little. You still get the newsletter and all, and you still get the episodes a little earlier, but that's the reason why I haven't developed Patreon a lot since last year, and this is why I'm making these extra, supposedly extra episodes available to everyone. I have already interviewed 6 people so far for season 3, and I actually have edited a few of the episodes, and I'm so excited to let you listen to the interviews and for you to get to know the people that I've interviewed and the books that they have written, because so far they've been all authors. And like I said, I have all spots booked for next year, so there is a chance I might interview other people and then just do extra episodes, but right now it's so early to kind of figure out what's going to happen in full that there are things I can control, there are other things that I don't control right now, and it's okay. Like, as the year progresses, I will figure out things, and of course, extra episodes I think are never bad. If I can't put episodes out when I wanted to, then that's a little more troubling for myself. So at least those 12 episodes will be out. As I said, every other Tuesday, I'm actually posting the first episode on the 4th of January, one day before my birthday. And then I will be posting the author interview always on the first week of the month. So if that is something that you enjoy the most about the podcast, on the first Tuesday of the month, you will have an episode with an interview. The last Tuesday of the month, or at least 2 weeks later, I will be updating footnotes, and then any extra episode will be probably a rect episode. I will update on any other Tuesday, so you know what to expect for next season, and I'm really happy I get to do this again, that I get to do interviews, so I continue with the interviews, that I get to do a collection of the books I've read the month before, and that I do get to talk about books all by myself again, and to just, you know, be me without an interview, talking to the listeners, talking to the people. So I'm really happy to be just doing solo episodes again, which will be shorter, and where I can just review books or even talk about, you know, events that I attend, book clubs, etc. Just my experience as a reader. As for my favorite books, that episode will go up at the end of January. I decided to let the year end to again rest until the end of December and start again full power in January. So I'm going to talk about my favorite books of 2021 on the second episode of January 2022. And I will have now to actually make a list of my favorite books this year, which I wanted to do like 5 books, but I know I'm gonna have to choose more. I have read 92 books until now this year. It is the most I have read ever in my life, or at least since I started counting the books I read in a year, but I was never a fast reader, so I know I've never read this much in my entire life, and I actually wanted to try and read 100 books in a year since it's so close, but I don't think it's gonna happen, and I'm also not going to pressure myself to make it happen. If I read 100 books, that's really cool. I'm not gonna force it. But then, because it's so many books still, I am going then to wait until the end of the year. I'm gonna make a list of my favorites, and then I will present them to you in January. New episode will be then out in a month, so if you don't want to miss anything, please don't forget to subscribe. You can do so, and you can find all of my social media at linktree.com/KarinaPereira. A last message of the year as well. Thank you so much for everyone who has been listening, who has been leaving reviews, following me and talking to me on Instagram. I really appreciate every single one of you. This is a very small podcast, but I'm so happy that I can do this and that I get to do this and talk to so many cool people every day. So thank you so much for listening and for being on that side. Enjoy your holidays. Stay safe. Wear a mask. Take your vaccination, and I'll talk to you again next year on the 4th of January. I'll talk to you then, and thank you for listening.